didn't have a chance to look and verify what I'm about to say, but the responsorial psalm today, the psalm text, isn't actually from the book of Psalms. Psalm's text is from 1 Samuel, where our first reading comes from. I believe the words, and this is what I needed to verify, I'm pretty sure it's true, these words are from Hannah herself. That in what God had done for her in her barrenness, that she was able to bear a son, and then she was able to give the gift of her son, the service of the temple. A couple years ago, there were some three-year-olds here in the church, and we said, no, you cannot leave them here in the church. You must take your children with you. Cannot leave three-year-olds here. Please don't. But the idea that Hannah makes a song of praise, that she concretely has experienced the victory of God in her life. We see that Mary's hymn of praise draws from Hannah. She would have known this song of praise in the scripture as her own heart today in the gospel, rejoicing that Elizabeth has acknowledged that the Lord is before her in her womb. Elizabeth filled with the Holy Spirit. Mary's response is a response of praise that has been sung by the church every evening from that time until now. Every evening as the sun goes down, the church proclaims the greatness of the Lord, our Savior. It's a beautiful reminder to us, my brothers and sisters, when the situations of life, I'm not really happy about things that are happening in the world right now. I don't know about you. There's a lot of confusion. A lot of ambiguity. What news source do you turn to? What are you trying to understand, this or that, and all of these things? But none of that stuff matters. See, my sailor's mouth, I was able to change that word into stuff instead of what naturally was wanting to come out of my mouth. None of that stuff matters. In every situation, my brothers and sisters, we magnify the Lord, our Savior, who has redeemed us in Jesus Christ. We always have a reason to rejoice in God. And it may not be because of the weather. It may not be because Advent only has 3 weeks and one day this year. It may not be because of 1,000 other things that went wrong today. But for the reason alone that I have been redeemed, that I, who could not reconcile myself with the Father, have been reconciled, and my destiny is not to lay in the sleep of death in this earth and to decompose and rot away, and to spend eternity separated from the people I love and the source of all love. That is not my destiny in Jesus Christ. In Him, I am alive, and I will always be alive. In Him, I am a beloved Son of God, and that will never be taken from me. I am destined to live forever with the source of all love and everyone who is joined to Him. Famine, persecution, sword, storms, destruction, war, and all of these things we have conquered overwhelmingly in Jesus Christ. May the church continue to echo the prayer of praise of our Mother Mary. May our praise never cease from our lips in glorifying Him who has redeemed us. Amen.